This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, September 5th here at Gillette Stadium. Paul Perillo, myself, Andy Hart, another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast, and more importantly, another NFL season has begun. Seattle Seahawks defeated the Green Bay Packers in the season kickoff Thursday night in Seattle, and now the Patriots are on their way, in the air as we speak, heading toward Miami a day early to get acclimated with the warm temperatures, humidity, and avoid the thunderstorms, and get ready for Sunday's 1 o'clock opener. And speaking of conditioning, Paul, the PR department's conditioning has been tested the last week or so, pumping out releases for transaction after transaction. The final cuts, as a lot of people like to call them, are really not the final cuts in New England.
No, I'm going to give you these real quick, what they were last Saturday. That was the original date that the Patriots had to be down to 53. They had to release 19 players. They placed one on injury reserve. And here's what they did. They released Danny Aiken, Steve Boharnas, Jake Beckett, Josh Boyce, Steve Maneri, Jarrell Worthy, Braxton Cave, Jagarrett Davis, Kenoris Davis, Jonas Gray, Daxton Swanson, John Jalapio, and Jeremy Gallen. They also released Roy Finch, Shamil Gary, Ethan Manumaleuna, Chris Martin, Taylor McCullough, and LT Tui Pulotu. In addition, they placed James Morris on injury reserve. That was last Saturday to get down to 53. Pretty straightforward, cut and dried. We all know that that means absolutely nothing in the world of Bill Belichick, who constantly tinkers with his roster.
Got rid of his long snapper.
And he continued to do that. And the only move of any consequence to me there was Danny Aiken.
Now, but if you're a big Aiken fan, don't burn your jersey just yet.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Now, the next day, on Sunday, the Patriots put in waiver claims for two defensive linemen, and they got Kelsey Quarles from the Giants and Bruce Gaston from Arizona. At the same time, Andy, they also traded one Ryan Mallett to Houston for a conditional seventh-round pick and released Chris White. So that's how they got the two roster spots available for the two waiver claims.
Again, all those white jersey owners, don't get too worried.
Don't fret. On September 1st, they announced the formation of the new 10-man practice squad.
Not eight. I can't remember when
it
used to
be
five?
Six.
Went from six to eight to 10?
I think that's right.
Okay, go ahead.
Might have been five.
Okay, just
go.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to derail it.
Here you go. Here's the original 10. That would be McLeod, Bethel Thompson, Josh Boyce, Jagarrett Davis, Kenoris Davis, Jonas Gray, Charlie Hewlett, Chris Martin, Deontay Skinner, and Daxton Swanson. That was the original 10.
Don't get too attached.
Don't get married to those 10. Moving along. Later that day, the Patriots put in another waiver claim and received former Dolphin safety Don Jones. And to make room for him, they released offensive lineman Chris Barker. I think you see where I'm going with this on the practice squad. Do you not, Andy?
I do.
Yes. Because on the practice squad, the following day, they made some slight adjustments. They re-signed Barker. They also added someone named Reasoner. What's his first name? Alan Reasoner.
Alan.
And Marcus Thigpen from the Dolphins.
Up on Dolphins.
To make room for those additions, they had to let go of Bethel Thompson, Kenoris Davis, and Daxton Swanson.
But if you're a Bethel Thompson fan, don't get too angry just yet.
Well, I would get angry because the reason he was re-signed, Bethel Johnson, as Andy foreshadowed, was because
Thompson.
Tom Brady, I keep calling him McLeod Bethel Johnson, Bethel Thompson was re-signed was because Tom Brady was unable to practice on Thursday due to a calf injury. He was re-signed, took part in practice. Wouldn't get too married with him either. I don't know for sure what's going to happen there, but two rookie defensive linemen were released off the roster, Quarles and Gaston. I almost forgot their names.
I know. Is that why you started the sentence with the two rookie?
The practice squad was also adjusted because Charlie Hewlett was let go. So that brings us up to September 3rd.
I've never seen Paul have so much fun on a Roster Report podcast.
I'm just reading the releases. I'm not, getting into any analysis here. Danny Aiken came back on September 4th. along with Chris White, to take the place of the two defensive linemen that were claimed off waivers. And I already mentioned that they had to re-sign Bethel Thompson, not Bethel Johnson. Now, reports today, Andy, that you were leading the way on, Kelsey Quarles has been signed to the practice squad, although that has not been made official as of yet.
Reportedly.
And we don't know who was let go to make room for him?
Not reportedly.
My guess would be...
Bethel Johnson, although his name's not Bethel
Johnson. Although, depending on how bad this calf injury is, and Andy, I'm going to switch it over to you now to talk about, because, I mean, the transactions are what they are. I don't think there's a whole lot of analysis there. Aiken is back, so we don't have to go into a lot of detail. The injury report
Jimmy
came
Garoppolo's
out.
Your backup quarterback. He beat out Ryan Mallett.
The
and Bill
injury
said
report
basically
came out.
That was going to happen, so it happened, and we got a deal for it. Reportedly, a seventh-round pick that could go as high as a sixth-round pick if Mallett becomes a starter. He is the number two on the depth
40%
chart.
40% of the snaps.
40% of the snaps. That means he's got to be the starter at some point.
Nah, not really.
Oh, Jesus. I hate you. The injury report here. Then they have a terrible team if he's playing 40% of the snaps in mop-up duty all the time, these various points.
Well, I mean, he could start a game but not have become the starter.
Oh, now we're going to get into one of those PFW fights. If you start a game, are you a starter? No, you're not the starter. You started a game.
Are you a journeyman?
There are players who start games and there
are starters. Are you a journeyman?
The injury report, courtesy of Stacey James, who did a great job getting this out before they took off
Correct.
In the airplane for Miami. New England Patriots, two players listed as out. Michael Buchanan, the defensive lineman or linebacker, depending on what they do, with an ankle injury. He was limited all week. He is out. Chris Jones, the defensive tackle with the ankle injury that dates back to the week of practice with the Washington Redskins and the first preseason game. Limited all week. He is out. Three players listed as questionable, and they are three big players. Tom Brady, calf, did not practice Thursday, limited on Friday. He is questionable. He's usually probable, remember. A little questionable, a little different for him. Rob Gronkowski, knee injury, limited all week, although he told us on Monday he'd be playing. He is officially listed as questionable, but indeed made the trip. If you follow the Patriots on Twitter, you saw a photo of him carrying his bags, getting on the bus, headed toward Miami. And the third name, Silver Salinga, the hand injury that came in that Redskins practice week, limited all week, is questionable. Paul Perillo.
One of these things doesn't belong.
I said there were three big guys.
Yeah, I know.
A star, and then literally a big dude. Silver Salinga. I didn't lie. Paul Perillo.
Yes.
Tom Brady.
Calf. Yes.
Questionable. Concerning?
Mildly, yeah. I mean, he had a miss of practice on Thursday. Heading into the opener, not an ideal situation. He spoke, we should mention, on a pregame show, a national pregame radio show before the Green Bay-Seattle game.
With his buddy, his golf buddy, Jim Gray.
Talked to Jim
Gray. They golf all the time, they were talking about.
Well, I didn't hear any of the interview live. I only saw the quotes.
They were sucking face a little bit.
And well, I know he does that he's been doing this show for years, and it sort of flies under the radar.
Macy's.
Every once in a while, he says something.
It's an interesting interview. You should listen to it.
I've heard it before.
It's presented by Macy's, and after every single question and answer, Jim Gray does a read for something at Macy's. They beat you over the head with Macy's. They're getting their money's worth out of whatever the hell they pay for that.
It worked because not only that, but you continue to just say Macy's over and over again.
I don't even know who shops
at anyway, Macy's. He says that he will play on Sunday. He is fully expecting to play. Said he did not practice on Thursday, but was here, took a lot of mental reps, a lot of film work here at the stadium. But mildly concerning, would you not agree?
More than mildly concerning. You know, Tom Brady fights through a lot of injuries. It's not usually he fighting through them to get on the field for the opening snap of the opening game in Miami. And if he is on the field, is he going to be limited? Is his mobility, his pocket presence going to be limited? New offensive line in front of him, some makeup, which we won't know until Sunday in Miami, against a front where there's a couple guys combined for 19 sacks last year in Cameron Wake and Olivier Vernon. So, I certainly think this is concerning. And a question I pose, because, you know, I don't know if this has been reported or not, but I'm not aware. Which calf is it? Is it his right calf? Is it what he drives with to throw the ball, push the ball down the field? Or is it his left calf, which is probably not as concerning for his power and his throw, but more, you know, a mobility issue? It's certainly not ideal. There is no way where you can say this is not concerning. It is concerning for a Patriots team that is a new-look team. Brandon LaFell, Aaron Dobson wasn't on the field with Brady. Rob Gronkowski wasn't on the field with Brady all summer. And now their first taste, Brady may not be feeling up to his normal health. So, yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, and one of the
I don't care for it, as I like to say.
The writers that were out at practice today, early in the day, he was listed, by the way, as having been limited in Friday's work. The writers that were out there said, you know, it was really warm. Most all the players had shorts on. Brady had full sweatpants on, and sort of the inference there was that didn't want to let anybody see any, you know, if the presence of any wraps or anything like that, which might have let someone know which leg he was dealing with an injury. To get to your question, Andy, which leg was it? Is it his drive leg or his plant leg, whatever? He didn't want to let anybody know that, you know, possibly. So I don't like the fact that he goes into the season with an injury. You don't generally get healthier as an NFL season goes along. Well, he starts the season with an injury. That's not good.
And Rob Gronkowski hopefully starts the season without an injury. He packed his bags, is in Miami, or will be in Miami when they eventually land in Miami.
As the Patriots tweeted out, you told me.
Looks shredded to me. I think he looks like he's in as good a shape as he's been in. Now, I'm not saying that his conditioning won't be an issue, because it will be, like everybody else will be, but even more so for him. He hasn't seen any game action, but he to me looks really good. I think he looks muscular, ripped, like he's worked really hard this offseason.
I just don't know the Rob Gronkowski that you've been seeing the last few years.
The guy is an absolute specimen. Hasn't been shredded like he is. His abs were not as shredded as he is now.
I'll take your word for it. I study the male physique
quite often, and he's shredded.
Some guy in jockey shorts on TV.
I think he's going to be on the field. I think he's going to be in the end zone. I think he's going to make plays.
Well, I think he'll be in the end zone.
That's what he does. You know, when he plays, he makes plays.
Let's use the number 70 as the number of plays the Patriots offense runs on Sunday. How many of those will Gronkowski take part in?
30-ish. In the range of
30 to 35. Yeah, I think that's a very good guess.
And I think those may even be weighted early, because if the game goes as expected, he probably won't. I think they're going to have a pretty good time with this Dolphins team. So if they're up a couple scores, that keeps you from having to even use him, get more Tim Wright time in the second half. But I do. I think he's going to probably play 30 to 35 snaps. My guess is he catches somewhere in the range of 5 passes for 75
yards,
80, and a touchdown. I think, Rob, that's what he does. You know, we look at the numbers last year. He pretty much averaged, I think it was 6 or 7 catches a game, was just under a touchdown a game. You know, that's what he does. He makes plays when he's on the field, and I expect him to do that, and I expect him to be on the field. I expect Bill will make that decision later in the week that he will indeed have Rob.
Well, I wonder when Bill will make the decision on Tom.
I think he already has.
Oh.
I think Tom's going to play.
Okay.
I think Tom will play. Elsewhere, just a quick couple notes off the Dolphins. If you haven't been following them, first of all, they have a couple players suspended. Rashad Jones, the safety. Deion Jordan, the pass rusher.
Correct.
The lean edge guy. They had some guys on the injury report that were actually removed from the list. So some of them key guys. Charles Clay had been limited earlier in the week. He got healthy late in the week with a knee injury. No Sean Marino, full participation, removed from the list with a knee injury. Philip Wheeler, their linebacker, will not play due to a thumb injury. Having trouble speaking. Mike Pouncey won't play.
Keep making fun of me over there.
Jordan Tripp won't play. But for the most part, you know, they are what they are. Koa Misi is probable with a shoulder injury. Paul Perillis is an interesting matchup, I think, to start the season. And before we wrap this puppy up, because it feels like the longest roster report podcast we have ever done.
It's up there.
Not our fault. Blame Bill Belichick. He made like 25 transactions this week.
I generally do.
Bethel Thomas, whatever his name is, been on and off the roster 17 times during the course of the week.
It's not an easy one, is it?
His first name makes it hard, too. McLeod. I don't think I've ever seen that name before. McLeod for a first name?
Can't recall.
No.
Can't recall, Senator.
What's the most interesting aspect, one thing, of this game for you before we get the hell out of here and tell people to join us on the pregame social 1045patriots.com on Sunday?
The thing I would be most looking forward to seeing, Andy, is kind of, you know, cliche. I want to see Darrell Revis. I want to see how they use him. I want to see, does Bill Belichick lock him up with somebody? If so, who? Or does he just stay on the left side and take away the left side of the field? Because I think you could see both of those things are extremely effective. You saw it last night with Seattle. Richard Sherman didn't take out Jordy Nelson, but he took out one whole side of the field. And that certainly helped the cause. So that one thing, there's a lot of things. If you want me to pick one, I can't wait to watch Darrell Revis.
I'm going to boil my mind for this game down to mine for this season. It's the three guys. It's Darrell Revis, where you started. What's he do? How he's used. Then it's the other two. What can Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady do? How do they look physically? And are they ready to carry this team to the promised land? The three stars. It's all about the three stars all year long for me. Revis, Gronkowski, and Brady. But this roster report was about a lot more players than that. I thank Paul Perillo for doing a fine job reading all those releases. I thank Aaron Salkin and the PR department for putting out all those releases. And enjoy the weekend. We finally have football Paul Perillo back here, Patriots.com, 10:45 on Sunday for the pregame social. And then if you haven't heard, Paul and myself will be joining Mark Bertrand for the postgame show each and every week this year on Patriots.com. Big radio day on Sunday for Patriots.com. Until then, for Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. Back next Friday with another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.